This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, comes a time in a man's life where you just need a little bit of football. That time for this man is generally once an hour. It's time for the Blitz. This is back-to-back days, people, where Mike Sullivan has done a Blitz on the sport we are most worried about. It's as if he's taunting us.
Oh, stop, yeah.
Taunting us. Here's what you
can't have.
I wish
the picks intro was with all of our little sound effects there. That music reminds me of. Anyway, Sporting News came out with their annual list of ranking the college football head coaches 1 through 130. Every single coach ranked. Which I love.
Who's the poor bastard who they named the worst coach in the country?
I was going to ask you first if you had any guess for the worst coach.
First of all, if you're a first-year head coach, I can't give you a grade. Second of all, some of these jobs, they're death sentences.
Yep.
Like, it's a pointless endeavor. Like, I could tell you the guy coaching UMass is a bum. Newsflash. I could put Bill Belichick
Walt
at UMass.
Bell.
He couldn't win.
He was 128, not quite 130, but UMass was
128. Who's the guy who gets 130 out of 130?
Well, it's a MAC school, and that school would be Akron, Tom Arth. 130, they don't even give a description for him. 130.
I feel guilty. I still thought Terry Bowden was coaching there.
Yeah.
And he put on about 100 pounds. Hey, you know, let me ask you, this is just me being a goofball. There's a MAC coach that I kind of think is on the cusp of becoming a brand name. A really good, really young head coach. And if I butcher his name, I'm sorry. But he's got a Dallas Keuchel beard. I think his name is Sean Lewis. He coaches at Kent. And I'm telling you, what he's doing there in his first couple of years, and the times I've watched Kent State, Maction, playing like incredibly fast, tons of energy on the sidelines, the kids have bought in. Where is Sean Lewis? That's like my Mac crush right now.
He's at 103. But there is a
description. That's not right.
But there is a description for him, which they don't have any descriptions for guys around that. It said Lewis flipped the Golden Flashes to a bowl-winning team in just a second season that's going to generate attention from Power 5 programs. If he continues to build on that in the MAC East, Lewis is one of the high risers we're monitoring with great interest.
I like him. And I'll tell you what else he did. He got this new, like, alternative logo at Kent where it's the state of Ohio cut into four pieces, and each piece has, like, a logo in it.
Yeah,
but I can't tell what it is, and you can't buy it online. Whatever. Dude's got a sick beard, and he's got energy in a dead program. Keep your eye on Sean Lewis.
Well, speaking of which was, sorry, TJ, which was for a while maybe a dead program, Eastern Michigan, Chris Creighton at 100 overall.
That's, you know what? That's criminal.
It is.
That's
Tim
really
Lester,
criminal.
Western Michigan was 99, by the Eastern and Western right next to each other.
Now, see, I think Chris Creighton deserves credit of being a top 50, top 60 coach. That's not right. He's gone to a program that nobody wants to be associated with, that's in the shadow of U of M. They have no fan base. Their own students don't like the team. They root for U of M. And Creighton has gone there and made them a competitive team. They routinely compete and beat Big Ten opponents. That's not right. That's just not fair. Like, Creighton's a way better coach than that. That's the last time I'll stick up for Eastern, because their helmets are atrocious. That gray field is a crime. Please, the whole thing. We've got to fix that. I have tried with TJ, and he won't listen. He loves the concrete look.
Well, Jim McElwain at 72 for Central Michigan. He is a few spots ahead of Brady Hoke at San Diego State and a guy like, let's see, Greg Schiano at Rutgers at 80, Mike Loxley at Maryland at 79.
I'm not going to go crazy about any of those. I'd probably, from a collegiate standpoint, Schiano accomplished a lot in the game. I think he has an opportunity. It's going to take a long time at Rutgers, but that man can recruit. That man knows what it takes to win at an impossible job. I'd probably put Schiano a lot higher, to be quite honest with you. McElwain,
Yeah.
You do whatever you want with that.
I always think of that photo.
Yeah, just keep your 400-pound marlin away from him.
Any guesses where Mel Tucker would be at?
60th. You know, middle of the pack, young, unproven, 1 year at Colorado that was nondescript. Somewhere in that 60 range?
54.
Yeah. What am I going to say?
He's one spot behind, for reference, Chip Kelly at 53. And who's one spot worse than Mel Tucker is Dino Babers at 55.
Okay. First things first, I love Dino Babers. And I think he's done a really nice job at Syracuse. And I think that's way too low. Chip Kelly is offensive to me. He has been a disaster at UCLA. And I think the bloom's off the rose with him. You know, when Chip Kelly was a hot name, his play style was new. No one had ever seen it. No one had ever practiced it. No one had really been able to emulate it. He comes back to the game, everybody's doing it. And now he's not so special. I kind of think Chip Kelly's overrated there.
Luke Fickell at 50. Cincinnati, only a few spots ahead of Mel Tucker, ironically.
I'm all right with it. Listen, he's done a nice job at Cincinnati. He looks way too much like Rob Riggle. Not comfortable with that. But he's been a rock-solid coach. He does a good job recruiting in the state of Ohio and recruiting in Cincy. He's built a program. Now, how much more does he have to offer? I don't know. I thought he would have been a good hire at State. But is he all that different from Mel Tucker? Not really. So could he be OSU's coach down the line 4 or 5 years from now when Ryan Day goes to the pros? Maybe. Yep. Maybe.
36 less miles from Kansas, and Scott Frost is one spot ahead of him at 35. Close to Narduzzi, too, who's 40. Trying to highlight as many as we can.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to go crazy about any of these. I think on surface, less miles looks overrated, but then you have to realize he's made Kansas competitive, which is a miracle in itself. Can he sustain it? Can he build on it? Can he actually start getting him to a bowl game? Yet to be seen. But what Les has done at Kansas, even though they don't win every week, he's taken a program that had basically fallen into being one of the 10 worst programs in football and has at least got them showing up every week.
Pat Fitzgerald, go Cats at 29 overall, creeping into the top 30. What's interesting, though, is Clay Helton from USC. There's been a lot of discussion about him. A few spots ahead at 26, Clay Helton.
That's crazy. Nah, I think that's insane. Like, Fitzgerald's greatest undoing is he just won't leave Northwestern. If you put Pat Fitzgerald at USC, he'd win a national title. I think Fitzgerald's a fantastic coach. It's just he won't leave Northwestern, and for a long time, he wouldn't fire his OC. Sound familiar? Clay Helton stinks, so you can have that.
We stay in the Big Ten. P.J. Fleck at 23 overall, so he got into the top 25 this year.
I'd probably bump him into the top 20, but I'm not offended by that.
How about a guy we've heard a lot about this week? At 20 overall, Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State.
Way too high.
I know. Why was he that high?
I mean, it's just way too high. This is a guy who never beats Oklahoma. This is a guy who kind of goes every other year having a good year. He's kind of a goofball. I don't really know what his calling card is. That's too high to me. You know, right now, if you put Gundy and Fitzgerald next to each other at a coach's conference and anonymously take the votes, who's the better football coach? Pat Fitzgerald would get 90% of the votes.
For sure. How about Mack Brown, by the way? 14 overall on this list.
Not comfortable with that. I understand he's gotten UNC going. He's a zillion years old. I need to see more. To put him over guys like P.J. Fleck at this stage of his career, I'm not comfortable with that. I think that's something where they think UNC's, and again, with Sam Howell, it's very possible they're scary this fall, but I'm not comfortable having him that high.
We head towards the top 10. 13 is Gus Malzahn. 12 is Paul Chryst, Wisconsin. And number 11, Jim Harbaugh at the University of Michigan?
I think you're insulting Harbaugh and Crist by having Malzahn there. Now, I'm not going to go crazy about Harbaugh being there. Would I take PJ Fleck over Jim Harbaugh right now? I would. That doesn't mean Harbaugh should be 23. I just think Harbaugh is probably outside the top 15.
Here's the
but inside the top 20.
Description on Harbaugh. Easy book to write here. Harbaugh has elevated Michigan into a better program, and the Wolverines have been on the cusp of the Big Ten championship the past 5 years. The rub,
no,
of course.
You like that narrative?
The rub, yeah, of course, is an 0-5 record against Ohio State and a poor track record against top 10 teams. Success in those games will get Harbaugh back to the top 10 on this list.
That's like saying a guy has gotten a team on the cusp of bowl eligibility. Reality, he hasn't made a bowl. It's amazing how the narrative gets written, but it is what it is. They got a massive fan base, and people want to stroke their ego and make them happy. That's pathetic.
Quickly, as we're running out of time, to highlight the top 10, tell me if you disagree with any of these. James Franklin at 9, Dan Mullen at 8.
That's way overrated. Mullen's legit. Franklin's a bum. No way.
Quickly, Ryan Day at 7.
Little early to be top 10, but it was a seamless transition. I think you need 2 years of data if I could rank him that high.
Brian Kelly, 6.
Way overrated.
Kirby Smart, 5.
Stud. He's got Georgia as close to Alabama as they'll probably anybody, like consistently.
Lincoln Riley, 4.
Stud. He's offensive Jesus.
And then the top 3 should be really, I guess, no surprise. Ed Orgeron at number 3. Dabo at number 2, Saban at number 1.
I'm not here to argue. Yep. How could I? I like this list, though, Mike. Oh, JoJo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.